What's really holding the U.S. economy back?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, the debt talks heat up in Washington and in Athens, and the quake in Japan continues to weigh on auto sales. But are any of those things the cause of our slow economic growth? First, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow up 7 points at 12,012. The Nasdaq up about 4 points, or 0.1%. S&P 500 basically flat right now. It's all about Greece yet again in the markets today. This morning's news, no agreement yet on a new round of European bailout money for Athens. And that's where we'll start with our regular Monday analyst, Julia Coronado, who's chief economist at the investment bank BNP Paribas. And she joins us from New York live as always. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julia, I'm going to give you a multiple choice question, if that's all right.
Okay.
Which of the following is keeping the U.S. economy from growing as fast as it could be? The Greek debt crisis, the supply chain disruptions from the Japan quake, the debate over the debt ceiling and spending cuts in Washington, or the end of the Fed's big bond buying program?
I'm going to choose E, none of the above. I think that we have to keep in mind, as Chairman Bernanke reminded us a couple of weeks ago, we're still coming out of the greatest financial crisis and the biggest housing bust since the Great Depression. And housing is one of the key areas that's underperformed in the first half of the year. And it's just going to take some time to work through some of these issues. Those other issues you mentioned certainly add layers of uncertainty and a bit of a headwind. But I think fundamentally, most of the issues that are holding us back are domestic in nature.
Well, if it's still housing as the big problem, is everything being done to fix that problem?
Well, I think that policymakers in Washington have gotten a bit of a splash of cold water with the weakness in the May employment report and some of the weak data. I think it should serve as a reminder to them how fragile things still are. So while they tackle important issues like the debt ceiling and the longer-term fiscal issues, I think they need to keep their eyes on the ball of keeping the economy on track in the near term at the same time.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure.
Well, Ford is putting $1 billion into its only remaining luxury brand. That would be Lincoln. Even after Ford sold off Mercury last year to focus on Lincoln, the brand has lagged. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
Oh, the Lincoln Town Car. The name evokes the image of a hired driver running execs to the airport. Ford told a group of its car dealers that it's going to totally redo the Town Car, the Navigator SUV, and the other Lincoln vehicles. That'll take 4 years. Ray Wirt at the website Jalopnik.com says, about time.
They have put absolutely no R&D money into Lincoln. Those vehicles are pretty much rebadged, replatformed Fords, and that's all they've been for a decade.
So Lincoln's meant luxury in name only, while brands like Lexus and Cadillac have boosted performance. That lack of investment could account for Lincoln's abysmal sales. Ford sold about 85,000 of all the Lincoln cars total last year, compared to 500,000 of its F-Series pickups. It's a do-or-die moment for car dealers who only sell Lincoln. Ford needs to convince them to stick it out. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
In Singapore this morning, a big announcement on the future of Internet address names. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers will allow websites to end in .anything, not just the usuals like .com or .gov. Here's what the group's chairman, Peter Dengate Thrush, told Marketplace this morning.
Within a year or so, you'll have a totally different landscape. You'll be looking at domain names ending in .pizza, .movie, .sex, all sorts of things.
The new addresses will cost about $185,000 apiece.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Well, tomorrow, New York City will be a center of attention, as it often is, when Republican John Huntsman declares his presidential candidacy while standing in front of the Statue of Liberty. Why New York? Well, it's the financial center of the country, the media center of the country, and a major global center for fashion, art, food, you name it. But Avery Monson still feels relatively neutral about it. In fact, he's the co-author of a new book called I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Avery Monson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Well, this is Marketplace, Avery, so let's start with Wall Street. You're not very impressed with it.
I mean, you go around there and it looks like a lot of guys that played villains in 80s movies.
Well, what about the Empire State Building? It's the tallest building in New York. Why would you be neutral about that?
The Empire State Building is very tall, but it's also only the 16th tallest building in the world, which is like, that's pretty good. You know, like if you can you name me the 16th fastest runner in the world? You
no,
can't.
I
no
can't.
One. There's every chance that I am the 16th fastest runner in the world because no one knows who that is.
But if New York is just OK, as you write, then why do you think so many people decide to live there or visit there?
I think that New York has this sort of larger-than-life mythology surrounding it, which is actually just sort of a nice way of saying that it's totally in love with itself. I mean, it's a really great city. There's a lot of legitimately great things to see and do in New York. But at the same time, a lot of those great things are covered in urine or very crowded.
Is there anything that you really just love about New York? No questions asked. You're not neutral about it. You just love it.
There is this place, this falafel place in Williamsburg in Brooklyn that has falafels for like $3. And if you don't like a $3 falafel, you're out of your mind. I give that 100%. Thumbs up.
Avery Monson, co-author of the new book, I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're on Twitter at Marketplace Radio, and I'm on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Egypt really wants to get its economy going. Businesses do, too, as long as they can stay under the radar.
People cannot afford the very high transaction costs that it takes to deal with the bureaucracy in any way.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Red tape fueling black markets next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.